From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi forces say they're prepared to enter the city of Mosul 2 weeks after launching an offensive to retake the city from its Islamic State defenders. Special forces entered the last village in front of the city's eastern edge Monday. They now stand a few hundred meters from the city's limits. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook Monday said Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is pleased with the progress.
The campaign is on track and moving forward according to plan. Progress in the last 24 hours includes the successful clearing of the village of Ali Rash on the southeast outskirts of Mosul by Iraqi security forces and Kurdish forces clearing Karabat and Khani Shirin, north of the city.
The Pentagon estimates as many as 7,500 IS fighters could be defending the city. Cook cautioned tough fighting lays ahead, but said there's no question that counter-IS forces have the momentum.
ISIL resistance so far has consisted of extensive use of vehicle-borne IEDs, indirect fire, and snipers in an attempt to delay the advance, as well as obscuration fire set to try and conceal ISIL positions and movements. None of this has stopped the Iraqi advance and, of course, the support for the Iraqi advance, but from the coalition.
Iraqi state television reports IS defenders are fighting some of the hundreds of thousands of residents of Mosul who've risen up against the militants. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has expressed shock and worry and ordered an investigation into allegations by a rights group of rapes committed by soldiers and police against women and girls fleeing the Islamist group Boko Haram. Human Rights Watch said in a report that it has documented more than 40 cases of sexual abuse at several camps in the capital of the state of Maiduguri in Borno State. A presidential spokesman said the welfare of most of those vulnerable of Nigerian citizens is a top priority of the government. This is VOA News.